This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Pandemic.news update, July 16th, 2020. Mike Adams here. Thank you for joining me. Well, the Moderna company has completed a phase one vaccine trial, which produced 100% side effects rate in the high dose second round of vaccine group. So this is incredible. About a 50% overall rate of participants experiencing side effects and 100% in the second round with the high dose group. And even worse, this vaccine trial produced antibodies in most of the test subjects, but three other studies have now surfaced that show that antibodies fade very quickly within a matter of several weeks, like 2 to 3 months time frame. The antibodies are typically fading away, which means those people are no longer immune. And by the way, even the production of antibodies does not confer functional immunity by itself. So number one, the vaccine, okay, it produces antibodies in some people. 100% of the participants suffered side effects in the second round, and the antibodies may be pointless. There may be no immunity confirmed or limited immunity conferred by this. So this vaccine is a medical hoax. It causes harm. It likely doesn't work. And yet the study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, which is the same junk science rag that published the rigged science attacking hydroxychloroquine, the study says that this vaccine is recommended to move forward with human clinical trials, which means, of course, they're just going to skip all the trials and jump to manufacturing and then mass produce this vaccine and sell it to governments around the world based on total junk science hoax data. The entire thing is a hoax. The vaccine does not work and it harms people. But make no mistake that Moderna and whatever other companies are involved in this, they are going to reap fortunes, hundreds of billions of dollars in revenue from this vaccine, because they'll be selling it to governments. Governments will stockpile the vaccine, and only later will they find out, oh, guess what? It doesn't work. Or even worse, they will decide that since it doesn't work very well at all, you're going to need multiple booster shots. So you'll have to have, let's say, 3 or 4 shots in a year, with each shot becoming increasingly toxic. We already saw that in the clinical trial that was published, that in the first round, the reaction rate was like 50% roughly. In the second round, it was close to 100%. But what happens in the third round or the fourth round? The more they inject you with this, the more toxic it appears to become. The body's reaction becomes more devastating and more dangerous. So at some point here, if they line people up and say, well, you have to take 4 vaccines a year, how many people is that going to harm or hospitalize or kill? They don't care. As long as the drug companies make money and they're paying kickbacks to the media giants that run the drug ads, that's all they care about, is making money off this. They don't care what happens to the people. That's why they're going to skip the long-term trials. They don't care what happens long-term. Oh, and as a bonus, they want to give this to Black people first. Yep, line up the Blacks for the vaccine experiments. Gee, where have we heard that before? Bill Gates running vaccine experiments in Africa, right? Or Nigeria killing children there, the Pfizer company with their vaccine experiments. Depopulation technologies from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Come on, this isn't the first time we've heard this. This is the agenda. They don't want the vaccine to work. I mean, not to confer immunity. They want it to work to kill people, to cause infertility, autoimmune reactions, fatalities, hospitalizations. Because for every hospitalization stemming from this vaccine, the hospital gets to bill the government for more revenue, more money. They can make money off the COVID-19 infections and the ventilator murders, and then they can make more money off the vaccine reactions. This is the whole medical system. The whole thing is a scam preying upon innocent human beings, making money off of human suffering and death. That's the system. It's totally freaking insane. Now, of course, they'll probably mandate this vaccine. Oh, if you want to work at a job, you have to be vaccinated. If you want to put your mother in a nursing home, she has to be vaccinated and you have to be vaccinated. If you want to send your child to school, you both have to be vaccinated. If you want to walk into a Walmart, you're going to have to, pretty soon, show a vaccine passport. That's right, Mark of the Beast vaccine tracking antibody evidence system. Just to walk into a Walmart. They've already got the masks going. You can't walk into a Walmart without a mask now. Did you know that? They have a mask mandate. Well, pretty soon that's going to become a vaccine mandate. You're going to have to prove that you've been vaccinated. But how can you prove it? Well, they're going to have Mark of the Beast records tracking systems, an RFID chip. Wave your hand over the sensor and we will confirm your vaccine identity. Your passport to shopping at Wall freaking Mart. Which, I mean, sometimes I wonder, well, number one, the people who shop at Walmart don't seem to be all together with it. Are they going to sign up for the vaccine passports too? I mean, I don't know. I'm curious. Maybe they will. Maybe they're happy to commit suicide as long as they can still buy their cheap plastic goods at Walmart. That's the most important thing, is buying cheap plastic. It's just incredible. But of course, the stock market loved this new announcement from Moderna, and the stocks spiked up, and everybody's talking about how this vaccine is going to save us. Oh, it's going to save human society. We're all going to be saved by a vaccine that doesn't work and that produces side effects in 100% of the people. Wow, that's insanity. I mean, to some extent, it even seems like the Trump administration is involved in all this. They are pushing the Operation Warp Speed. Maybe it should be called Operation Warped Minds or something. They got to fast track a vaccine with a 100% side effect rate that doesn't produce long-term antibodies, that doesn't even work. It causes people to have fatigue and headaches and myalgia and other side effects. You just got to inject that into what? 300 billion people? Of course, lining up the black people first as human guinea pigs. They always want to test it on the black people first. It's like they just, I don't know what it is about today's medical system, just to get off on a tangent here. But, you know, here we are in this environment of Black Lives Matter. And all you get from the medical establishment is that they want to mass murder black lives. They want to use black lives as guinea pigs. I mean, the vaccine industry should have a sign that says black guinea pigs matter, because they need human subjects, you know, and they can only bribe so many officials in African nations. At some point, they need to test American subjects with American diets, you know, and American environments and pollution exposure and everything. They can't really determine the long-term effectiveness in America until they start injecting Americans. So who are they choosing to go with first? Oh, black Americans. Why am I not surprised? But of course, they say they're doing this out of love, because they love black people, so they want to protect them first with the experimental vaccine that doesn't work and produces 100% side effects. How is that helping black lives, by the way? You know what I think is really going on? I think the globalists are looking at the black riots. The globalists are realizing that once the food stamp system collapses, that they won't be able to control the black people rioting in all the cities across America, and that they, the globalists, have figured out they got to kill them first. They got to kill them before the financial collapse comes. And so it's black vaccines matter. You know, that's their plan. Make a vaccine, probably program something in there that specifically causes autoimmune disorders in African Americans. You know, just have it be a race-specific nanotech bioweapon that's called a vaccine. You know, it's mRNA, folks. They could program any protein synthesis instructions that they could imagine. They could literally program the body to attack the body itself. They could program black people's bodies to attack their own hearts or their own fertility or their own brains and neurological tissue. You think they're not going to put that in the vaccine? And then they'll say, oh my gosh, look, all these black people are getting sick. They need a second dose, is what they're going to say. They need more vaccines, obviously. Look, they're sick. They must be sick from COVID-19. They need an extra dose of the vaccine. And so they'll get a second round of injections. And then more black people will fall dead And then CNN will say, oh my God, black people need a third round of injections. And they'll line them up for a third round. They'll tie it into the food stamp program for the inner city low-income blacks. They'll say, you can't have your food stamps unless you have proof of vaccination. So you have your vaccine passport just to be able to eat, you know? And then it'll just be a mass slaughter. It'll just be genocide all across America. You know, Louis Farrakhan is not wrong about the vaccine industry wanting to kill off blacks. You know, Louis Farrakhan is wrong on a number of things. He's, you know, he hates Jewish people. He's very anti-Semitic and so on. I'm not saying that he's a wonderful man, but he's not wrong about the vaccine industry wanting to kill black people. Louis Farrakhan is absolutely correct about that point. Whatever else he says, whatever else you want to say about Louis Farrakhan, he's got that point right. And I've been speaking about this for years. I may be the only white scientist in America that has been warning black people for years about how the vaccine industry is trying to achieve eugenics, depopulation, to kill off all the black people. I'm probably the only scientist in America that's saying that, who's not African American. I mean, maybe there are others I'm not aware of, but I haven't heard of them. So yeah, things are about to get crazy. And I tell you what, the rioting in the streets is going to stop real quick once those vaccines roll out, because those people are going to be dead. And that's what the globalists want. I think the globalists have figured out they can't handle the riots. They just need to kill them all. Hence the vaccines. That's probably the next move here, you know, from the vaccine industry. Bunch of anti-human sickos. But stay informed. This is Mike Adams here, Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. I also publish vaccines.news. Check it out. Thank you for listening.